Thank you so much for having this beautiful experience, and thank you so much to all the speakers of the European Bloc. As we saw, we had several approaches to consider the problem of multipolarity, and many suggest. What is really interesting, in my opinion, is that many of us suggested to create new networks for international relations and studying together the problems of multipolarity, considering what happened in the past and which are the perspectives to the future. And to add some little information, in my opinion, to conclude, I will take really only the needed time. I would like to consider to the symbol of the Eurasianism, the Star of Ishtar, that is a symbol of multipolarity. In this symbol, as we know, we can see eight arrows, eight directions of constructing multipolarity that remembers us the multidimensional approach that we need and that we saw today and that we will continue to catch with the next speeches. I consider them as 8 points where the eight is a sacred number for the Western tradition because it's a number of beatitudes and perfection of a complete order. A number also of the creation and passage of something new. So it could be considered as a good perspective, a good suggest, where we should see the metaphysics of this multipolarity. That is a metaphysics with new unexplored directions. So we have to consider the fractal dimension of a multipolar world, where we can't no more have the same nucleus, the same point of attraction in the center, but where we will need to have many points of attraction that we go in system together. So the richness is exactly the difference of the logos who compose these different points who cross together. So multipolarity must be a characteristic, a style, not only a concept. And that's what we see now. We were considering multipolarity for years as a theory and was good. And today we are entering in a new era where multipolarity will be the main idea. So multipolar theory is a particular trend that cannot be qualified simplistically in terms of progress, on conservatism, of old, new, etc. Because the unipolar view of the history and consequently the globalist perspective present the historical process as a linear movement from the worst to best, from undeveloped, etc. Globalization is then seen as the horizon of a universal future, while anything that hinders globalization is seen as the inertia of the past, atavism of the desire to preserve the status quo at any cost. By virtue of such an attitude, globalism and civilization of the sea also attempt to interpret multipolarity, which is exclusively interpreted as a conservative position of resistance against this kind of inevitable change. So if globalization is in such a way the postmodern, the global society, the multipolarity is presented as a resistance to postmodernism. It's indeed possible to look at things from a different perspective and set aside the dogma of linear progress or monotonous process. And so the notion of time in this sense that is very used in sociology, on which the philosophy of multipolarity is based, helps to interpret the general paradigm of multipolarity in completely different frame of reference. So if we continue to oppose multipolarity to unipolarity and globalism, it's not simple to return to the old, a call to keep things as they are. Multipolarity in this sense does not insist on the preservation of nation states or on the restoration of a bipolar model, nor on the freezing of a transitional state in which we are now, because as we know, we can't skip this transition. The multipolarity is a vision of the future, a vision of the future that is becoming concrete now, a project of world organization and a new order that is based on a completely new principles and foundations. So it must be a serious revision of the axioms which modernity rests as an ideological, philosophical, etc. Sense. So in this sense, I really think that the star of the Eurasia can be truly this topography of the existence of a multipolar world. So I give thanks to all the speakers of the European Bloc, And I wish good luck and blessings for the other speakers. Thank you so much.